Welcome back. We have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics. And we have with us this morning, we have Savannah Thornburg. How are you, Savannah?
Good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
How's summer going? It's
going
good. It's hot out now.
Yeah.
Finally caught up with us.
What's the most exciting thing you're doing this summer?
Exciting thing. This weekend, I have a bachelorette trip for my best friend. I'm the maid of honor.
Oh, wow.
Been planning that. And I think Devin is listening. So shout out, Devin.
Very cool. I like it. Okay. I'm going to just say, Savannah, you're local.
Yes.
Grew up, graduated from?
Stanton. Yep.
Uh-huh. I remember. What year did you graduate, Savannah?
2019.
Gosh, it just seems like yesterday.
It feels like forever, actually.
Yeah. It seems like just yesterday. We have with us is Tyler Ezra as well. Tyler, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very nice to meet you. Where are you from, Tyler?
I'm from Omaha, but I'm living in Tabor right now.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the most exciting thing you have going on this summer?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I was thinking about it. So the reason I moved to Tabor was because my in-laws got a farm, so we're raising a bunch of animals.
Yeah?
It's a new way of life, so I'd say that's pretty exciting.
Probably what do you raise? Tell me, what do you... So you didn't grow up on a farm, then?
No, obviously definitely not. Raising 10 hogs right now, 50 sheep, and then...
Pretty
soon we're going to get some horses out there, too.
No kidding.
So, yeah. No.
There you go.
Loaded.
So you're both physical therapists.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did you choose to go into physical therapy? Savannah, you first.
Yeah, so I had a pretty significant injury in high school. And after that, I think just the fear of getting back to what I like to do limited me a lot. And I didn't have physical therapy after that injury. And I believe that if I would have, returned to things that I loved faster and been more confident and
sure.
less afraid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Tyler?
So mine's a little different. My brother actually got injured when he was playing soccer. And that was my first real introduction to the PT world. I didn't know what it was at the time, so I was pretty young myself. Then later in life, I got really big into fitness and I always wanted to go into healthcare. And those two kind of just collided and I was like, oh, physical therapy. Yeah,
they work
it.
Together very
exactly.
well, don't they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about physical therapy, there are lots of different therapies.
Oh,
your
yeah.
physical therapy, your occupational therapy. Define physical therapy for me, Savannah, or Tyler, whoever.
Go for it.
So physical therapy, I like to do like a more holistic, I guess, approach to PT. We're looking at the person, but we're also looking at their impairments, whether that be physical, cognitive, more like a mental barrier. And we're taking all those factors and then treating the person based on what we find. So you might be doing more the traditional PT route of you're thinking squats, step ups, stuff like that. But then we also deal with more neurological PT of your Parkinson's, ALS, anything like that,
yep.
balance, gait, and then just pediatrics, anything you can think of.
We're all training. Ages, right?
Yes,
yeah.
all
what
ages.
What do you do in pediatrics?
That's all you.
Yeah. So pediatrics is more play-based. So, you know, kids don't want to necessarily be doing squats, sit-to-stands like
mm-hmm.
that. So everything is play-based of, oh, how about can we reach for this toy, working on core strength and stability, more of that type
okay.
of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about, you mentioned two things, Parkinson's
yep.
and you mentioned ALS.
Yes.
Tell me what you can do or what do you do, but they're both degenerative diseases
mm-hmm.
and they progress. What do you do for those conditions?
So a lot of times it's not focused on healing, it's focused on maintaining or trying to improve the function they have. To where maybe it's just a little bit more safer.
Yeah.
A lot of times if you see like a Parkinson's patient or just an individual with Parkinson's, they're going to have, you know, difficulty walking, maybe their posture is being affected. And a lot of times that's just going to put them at like a fall risk.
Mm-hmm.
And where we like to step in specifically with Parkinson's, but this goes for really all neurologic patients, is just trying to decrease that, make it to where they're safer within their daily life and just moving better.
And it is a progressive or degenerative disease, so it's
yeah.
going to happen, but slowing it down and maintaining is, I'm going to say, maintaining your independence as long as possible with those, right?
Yes,
I mean,
most
so that's
definitely.
Kind of the goal.
Yeah.
So how do people come to see you? Is it through my primary care provider? Do I make an appointment? What's the right way to get the visit with you guys?
Yeah, the biggest thing is if you have any sort of concern and you're looking for PT and you and your provider both agree that that's something that you'd benefit from, they can go ahead and put in an order.
Is it 1 day a week, 5 days a week, 1 hour, 2 hours, 30 minutes? What's it like? Or is it every case is different?
Probably. So every case is different is what I would say. It really depends on where you are and what you're doing. At MCMH, they have like the inpatient side of things where you could have maybe a total knee replacement. The same day you're getting physical therapy, the next day, if you're still there, you'll get it. And if you're there for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 days, we'll probably come see you again too. Work with you almost every single day. If it's like the outpatient side, usually it'll be between 1 to 3 times a week. About like the 30-minute, 45-minute hour time frame. I would say we're fairly flexible with whatever needs to happen.
Okay. I want to talk to you about Parkinson's one more time.
Let's do it.
So one of the things, and this is fascinating to me, I don't understand it, but someone who has Parkinson's, many times you see they have like this kind of shuffle.
Yep.
Very small steps.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, someone with that condition, they in their mind, they're taking these giant steps, right?
Yeah.
So how do you treat that? What do you do? Does it just do you force more movement or what do you do? Or is it different?
Not necessarily force more movement, but show them what a big step actually is. And a lot of times it goes back to how you perceive things.
Yeah.
Parkinson's affects the actual brain itself and the formation of it. So it's really hard to work against that, but your eyes are going to be the biggest thing that we can include to help with that. And there's something called external cues, which might sound kind of foreign, but it'd be like saying, okay, I want you to step towards this piece of tape from where you are right now.
Yeah.
Well, in order to reach that piece of tape, you have to go a fixed distance. And you just do that time after time after time.
Gotcha.
And that gets the repetitions to where they maybe have some motor learning take place, which is what we really want to happen.
But physical therapy can be anything though, right? Like knee replacement, knee injury, shoulder replacement.
Oh, yeah.
All of these sorts of things you can have physical therapy to help get back to where you want to be. To your point earlier, right, Savannah? Yeah. So, all right. Savannah Thornburg and Tyler Ezra. My understanding is you're at the Montgomery County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you have activities going on. What are you going to be doing at the fair?
We're doing a couple of balance screenings. So I think we've decided on a couple activities. So we're going to do like a forward reach test to see, just standing there, how far forward can you reach without feeling like you're going to fall?
Okay.
We're doing that. And activities, balance, confidence scale.
Yep, called the ABCs.
Mm-hmm. So that's more subjective of you answering a couple questions, letting us know, do you feel confident doing this activity versus this activity and feeling like you can do it without falling?
Yeah.
And then our third one, I'm going to let Tyler answer that because I don't know what we decided.
So the thing is, we were kind of talking about it on the way over here a little bit, but there's a lot of things you can do for it. We tried to pick out some of the, I would say, quicker ones. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's better than one another. They're all research backed. I mean, they have cutoff scores, criteria that you meet, and that lets us interpret basically what it means.
Yeah.
I think the third one will probably do a tug.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
A timed up and go is what it stands for. And that gets basically you in and out of a chair, you walk a little bit, turn around and then sit back down. And a lot of times that's typically what you want to look at if someone's having falls.
So balance is, it really goes to that, right? Which falls, which creates, for many older people later in life, it's a serious issue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, and so can you do, like, with this assessment, and you'll be there, but in the afternoons, it looks like, what, Thursday afternoon and maybe Friday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
People can stop by, and you can, pretty simple, pretty quick, and if you think that you might be having a balance issue,
yep,
it's just kind of an easy way to get a little screening and say, maybe we need to look at this.
Absolutely.
Now, can you help people if there are balance issues? What do you do?
So there's plenty of different things we can do. It really comes down to what's causing the instability. Is it that you just have some weakness in your legs or lower extremities and you can't pick them up as high as you did before? Okay, we can work on that. Is it vestibular?
Yeah.
Vestibular?
Which is something.
Okay, you have to tell me what's vestibular.
I'll let you take it away.
So that's more of like an inner ear problem.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So just seeing, are there any, it's going to sound like voodoo, but are there any crystals out of place? Or there's really three main sensory inputs.
Yep.
There's somatosensory coming from your feet. How are your feet impacting the ground? Can you feel your feet? And then auditory, so your ears, uh-huh. they play a role in balance. And then your eyes. And I feel like a lot with the older generation, everyone's a visual input, using that primary for balance. So if we can strengthen up those others to make it more well-rounded, you're mm-hmm. better off for the long run.
And if you can avoid falls, you can stay independent longer, stay at home longer, yes. all of the things that people want to do, right? Yes. And that's kind of the goal. So you can make improvement on that. Mm-hmm. You'll be at the fair, and this is free, right? Just come by and say hi?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you guys are fun to visit with, so you could do that too, right?
You can do that too.
So, but you'll be at the fair this weekend. Now, my understanding as well is that Blake Friday will be there, yes. occupational therapist.
Yeah.
She'll have some more, I'm going to say younger folks, kids-related activities, right? Tell me about that, Savannah or Tyler.
So she's doing more of like a sensory craft, a sensory board for children. And at the same time, I believe the character artist is also going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the 4-H'ers have their little demonstration booths at the same time. So there should be a lot going on for young kids there.
Okay. Do you enjoy the fair?
Love the fair. I've been away for like 3 years. Yeah. So I'm excited to come back and see everything.
Walk around.
Yeah. I was big into 4-H. So I'm trying to see if it has changed at all.
Yeah.
You know, since last time I've been here.
All right.
This
cool.
will be my first one. So I'm actually kind of interested to see.
So yeah. Tyler, growing up in Omaha, but now very much on the farm, right?
Oh yeah. Every single day. So, I mean, literally on the way over here, I was like, gosh, it's hot outside. I have to go get jeans later tonight to work again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be fun. But would encourage you guys, if someone really wants to stop by and say hi, maybe if they are starting to notice balance issues or just want to know, you can help them.
Yeah.
Could you give me a balance test?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Right now.
What do you do?
Well, yeah, we literally could do it
probably,
right now.
Yeah, we'd probably just have you do a tug. So we turn your chair.
What do I do?
We have to get enough room
in
here.
I probably don't have enough room.
A tug might be small in here, but we could do like a Romberg or a 5-time or 30-second sit to stand. So here,
what do I do? What do I do?
So let me get my phone
I feel like I'm going to nail this.
I hope so.
We're on a rolling chair, so we're
let's do a 30-second sit to stand. So I'll have a timer for 30 seconds.
What do
you have to stand up and sit down from that chair as much as you can within 30 seconds.
As fast as I can?
As much as you can, not necessarily
as fast. And as safe without using your arms. Yep.
Ready? Sit all the way in the back or just sit in the chair?
Wherever you want.
This is a big chair.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Up and down.
Yep.
One.
Yeah.
Two, three.
My legs are going to get tired.
Exactly.
This is like squats. How are we doing on time over there, Tyler?
I'll let you know when it stops.
Just keep going.
Yep.
Okay. Do I have to do anything with my hands?
Nope. Those look perfect right there.
Just like that.
Yep.
Okay. Which I kind of have my hands folded. People can't see this, right?
He does.
My chair. How we doing? We got to be getting close.
Time. There you go.
Woo! Like so. 13.
So I actually had it written down earlier because I was wondering if you wanted to do
it. My chair was
like
moving
that.
Too, by the way. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, correct?
Yes.
How old are you, Aaron?
I'm 53.
53. Okay. So I didn't write that one down, but for the 60 to 70 age range, which is the next closest one I have, 10 to 14 sit to stands within that 30-second time frame would be considered typical, which means if you're doing less than that, you're likely at an increased risk of falling because you just don't have enough strength, stability, something to actually go all the way up and keep performing them. So
I think you did
a good job, though.
I think I could beat that. I think I can beat that. I can go faster now that I understand it. So, okay. Point being, if you think you're having issues, stop by and say hi.
Yes, absolutely.
You guys can help, right?
Yes.
Or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Whatever physical therapy concerns, questions, comments, just stop by and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on? Savannah or Tyler? By the way, Savannah Thornburg and Tyler Ezra with us from MCMH, both physical therapists. What else do we need to do?
I think both of us, just being young, we really want to get involved with the community. We'd love to hear from the community of what can we do? What services can we provide? We'd love to get some programs up and running, some different events for different age ranges and different populations. So
actually, one of the things I did yesterday with Kim, another one of the therapists there.
I've spoken to Kim a few times.
She was actually saying that the other day.
Yeah.
We went to Viking Center in Stanton
And we met with the cross country team, and we just started to teach them running mechanics, why it's important, what good form actually is, and how to prevent an injury from happening.
Yeah.
Because as therapists, we usually see people if they're injured or if they're having some sort of issue or just something that they want to have addressed. But one of the other big things that we haven't discussed quite yet is prevention. And that's probably the biggest thing you can do. And I mean, for falls specifically, but also injuries.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you can do. Stop it before it even happens.
Mm-hmm. Exercise, mm-hmm. Eat right, stay healthy, move more, sit less.
That's the gist of it.
I mean, that's easy to say. It's difficult to do on practice, really, right? So.
Yeah.
Especially when you get older and it starts to hurt to move a little more. You guys don't know that because you're both so. But I'm telling you that it happens when you get older. So
I've heard it a time or two.
But yeah, it is certainly prevention. That's the case with most everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really.
Stop it from happening in the first place. Okay, very good. Tyler, anything else? Savannah, anything else?
I don't think so.
How's your mom doing?
Oh my goodness. We work across the hall from one another. She's listening right now. So.
I love it. So, hey, and I know how it is to work across the hall from family. Trust me. I know. So it is nice to see you both. And I hope people stop by and visit with you. Nice to visit with you
absolutely.
Both.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Make it a great day.
Thank you.